same position. Right to right. Right to right. Yes. 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 The first time. Yes. Next point.
A warm-up exercise is vital for athletes. Stretching the muscles prepares them for physical activity and prevents injuries. On a normal day, the exercise is carried out at a track and field setup inside the stadium, but today it is being done in an estate.
Don't pass the next person. Okay. In line.
As I join the athletes during their training, I realize the road is uneven with rocks, potholes, and a lot of dust. At first, I felt anyone can do this. After about 10 minutes with them, reality soon hit me that this is not for me, but only for the talented.
Right, yes, right, 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 focus, right.
I am not used to running like this, so I don't think I'm going to catch up with these guys, so I'll just stand here and catch my breath for a minute. These are professional athletes who could have been in stadiums, but then these guys are saying even if all training activities have been banned because of COVID-19, they will still train and win Kenya all the gold medals they can at the Olympics.
Right. 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 Right.
Sprinter Yasin Mohammed tells me why giving up is not an option despite the hurdles.
Sometimes we go to some school fields where we get chased again. Some chase us because of, they say it's because of the corona and everything. So it's been very hard for us to train here. Yeah, I want to break my personal best. I want the record, the Kenyan record.
Richmond Mokaya, another athlete, says more stamina buildup is best for the time being.
Instead of doing what we call speed work as preparation to our specific races, competition should resume because, as you know, Olympics does not wait for nobody. It's an ongoing event, and outside, our competitors in the US, England are competing and putting personal bests.
Kenya's Sports Minister Amina Mohammed says she will await directives from the Ministry of Health before sporting activities can resume in the country.
There's always hope, depending on the numbers, the trend that we see with the pandemic. The numbers seem to be kind of stabilizing, but they're still too high. And so we'll be looking to them for guidance on when they think it's safe to actually start gradually opening up the sporting space.
Side, forward, kick, forward, side, forward, kick, forward.